Okay, 1,151 people killed, 173 cars stolen, one helicopter stolen, 98 fires started. It's a
Is
lot
that
of
your weekend,
mayhem. Yeah, that's
Rachel?
what I did over the weekend. No, but that's what our next guest, Brian Crescenti, did in 5 days of playing Grand Theft Auto 4, the new Rockstar Games vid out on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 today. It's likely to be the best-selling game of the year, with some estimating so much money involved in this, $400 million in sales in its first week. That's what people
Wow.
are guessing. Raining down terror on all that is good and pure in the virtual world is all part of a day's work as managing editor of the uber-popular gaming site Kotaku. And Brian Crescenti is here to tell us all about GTA 4. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
It goes well. So this is the latest game in the GTA series. These games are always real. There's a strong narrative to all of them. In the new one, the player assumes the character of Nico, who's a new immigrant arriving in a very close approximation to New York City, known as Liberty City. Before we get your take on this, let's let Nico introduce himself.
Life is complicated. I killed people, smuggled people, sold people. Perhaps here, things will be different.
So that's the setup with this whole saga. Nico has come to America, trying to get away from his life of crime. What happens? What is Nico supposed to do?
Well, I don't want to give away the entire story, but Nico comes to America, and as you said, he tries to start afresh, and that doesn't quite work out for him, mostly because of his cousin, who has sort of exaggerated how good life is in America. And so it's sort of like a Once Upon a Time in America type story, where you have this. This immigrant coming to the U.S., he tries to start over, and then he gets sucked back into this life of crime and sort of struggles to find his way, both through that and through some another plot point that I really can't tell you about.
Okay, no, we don't want any spoilers. So, as we said, the game takes place in what seems to be like New York, and you say
Right.
in your review in the Rocky Mountain News that GTA 4, quote, feels more like an experience or a place rather than a video game. Explain that.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I mean, the developers spent a lot of time writing a story for people to go through. But what makes Grand Theft Auto 4 so amazing is that you don't have to stay on that path that they created for you. Instead, you can just go out and explore this city that is just thriving. I mean, there are radio stations with DJs and talk show hosts. There are televisions you can sit down and watch with original programming. You can walk into a comedy club and actually see comedy acts.
Can
They
I ask a
have like their own fake internet where you can go in and like go onto what is their Craigslist or try to get dates. It's amazing.
Okay, I'm going to ask what is, I'm sure, a very stupid question. But as a novice in this world, and when I think about a video game, I think about acquiring points or trying to win something. I mean, how do you advance through this game when you're just going, oh, here's an internet cafe, I'll sit here, or here's a strip club I'll go into. Are you advancing through anything?
Yeah, that's what's sort of fascinating. And what was interesting about my 5 days with the game, what I had to do was try to get through that narrative part because I wanted to see how the story unfolded. And so you can advance through that. And what you sort of do, the connection to that is your cell phone. So you have these friends that you meet and these acquaintances and relatives that you have in New York City, and you contact them either by going to where they live or where they hang out or by calling them on the cell phone, and they give you what are essentially missions, but they're sort of snippets of this story. And by completing these things, it progresses the story. But what's sort of neat is it blurs that line between what you're creating and what the game has already created. So you don't have to follow that story. You can, when someone calls you because they want you to do something, you can say, no, I don't want to do it, and continue on your way, watching TV or doing other things. So that's sort of one of the really neat things, that there is no defined, now you're playing the game that we want you to play, and now you're playing your own game. It
And
sort of blurs.
is that different than earlier GTAs?
I think it's better than earlier GTAs. I mean, all the GTAs, all the main ones have done that. This isn't actually the ninth, even though it's called GTA 4. which is in and of itself kind of confusing. But all of the games have had this sort of sandbox gameplay element to it. But this one, and with the introduction of the cell phone, I think has done a much better job of sort of getting rid of that line between what you're doing and what they, you know, may want you to do.
Hey, Brian, can I ask you a favor?
Sure.
I want more details on your 5-day exploration of this game. Can you stick around for just a minute after the break?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. We are talking with Brian Crescenti. He is reviewing Grand Theft Auto 4 for us, and we're going to finish our conversation when we come back. We're also going to have a special appearance. The Roots are going to be in studio to talk about their new album. That's all coming up on The Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Don't go away.
Hi, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Researchers have even found us frozen in a cave in Canada. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. We are finishing up our conversation with Brian Crescenti. He is managing editor of the gaming site Kotaku. What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about the release of GTA 4, Grand Theft Auto 4. And Brian, I need to hear about this marathon experience. Like, you spent 5 days playing this game. This is all because a previous edition, GTA San Andreas, became notorious for the fact that there was this big leak. And now the company is doing everything it can, Rockstar, to take extra precautions to make sure that there are no leaks. Tell us a little bit about the conditions under which you got to play this game.
Sure, and I do have to mention one funny thing. Well, not funny for Rockstar. This game actually was leaked as well a week before the game came out.
Oh, no.
So it didn't work. But,
the best laid plans of my son.
What they did was, essentially, I flew out to San Francisco on my own dime and paid for a hotel, and they set up in that room a large TV and a console with an early, well, the finished version of the game, but one that wasn't a retail version. And the console had a special thing you had to plug into it to make sure the game would work. And what they told me was I could, you know, I could leave whenever I wanted, which was nice to hear.
You weren't trapped there.
Yeah, it was very nice of them. And that if I left, I had to take this thing with me, which is essentially like a key, because if someone had come in and stolen the game without this little device, they wouldn't be able to play it.
Huh.
And so then I spent 5 days pretty much all my time during those 5 days playing the game, trying to get through just this plot, which was at the end, I think it was 35 hours of gameplay, and
you
only 67% of the game was done.
You are a dedicated man. So at the end of this experience, Brian, what is your review of this game?
Oh, it's superb. It's not without its minor flaws. But I think what it does is it shows that first you can have a meaningful story and struggle or bring up things like someone struggling with questions of ethics and morality. But it also shows that you can give control over to the gamer and not ruin that experience. I mean, it doesn't have to be totally created by the development studio to be a fantastic game.
Well, Brian, thank you for enduring those 5 days. Again, a man who's very dedicated to his work. We appreciate it. And thanks for being here. Brian Crescenti is the managing editor of the gaming site Kotaku. We appreciate it, Brian.
Thank you.
I mean, hey, you got to steal cars and go into strip clubs. Not that tough.
What's not to love? We do not endorse either of those things here on the
Except
Bryant
on video
Club.
Games.